We're now at the end of Simen Reish Ches. We're up to Sif Yud Ches, and we'll be doing the first Sif of Reish Tes as well. Yud Ches lo yichlol al hasofik shum tosefes bebrocha me'en sholesh, af al pi shein amosef shem umalchus. We saw that there are three different options in Brocha Me'en Sholesh. There's ala Gefen, there's ala Peris, there's ala Michya. So what happens if I'm definitely making an ala and a Me'en Sholesh for one food that I ate? Then I have another food and I'm not quite sure what that food is, if it's one of the Zayaminim, for example. So the Shaila is, can I go ahead and include that Misafik in the Brocha Me'en Sholesh? I'm making the Brocha anyway, just a matter of adding some words. So the Mechaber says you should not do that, and the Ramah explains what the case is. Pirish, kagon sheshasa mashke shesofik in bergoso al hagefen o bar nefashas rabos. He's drinking something that is sofik wine, sofik not wine. So we don't know if you say an al hagefen or you say a bar nefashas on it. Lo yochol dover shebergoso bar nefashas rabos v'dover shebergoso al haetz v'yichlo limo gam ken al hagefen val pri hagefen. So what did the person do? He has a pashta eitzah. He'll make sure to drink something whose bracha achron is bar nefashas, as well as, say, eat some cake, make an ala michya, and then add to the ala michya ala gefen. This way he's not making a bracha that's a suffix of whether it's necessary or not. He's just adding some words misafik. So the Mechaber and the Ramah are telling us that you're not supposed to add those misafik. What's pshat? Because on the tzad that it's not bar priya gofen, you're mentioning something that shouldn't be mentioned. The case here was where you drank something and you're not sure whether or not its bracha is bar priya gofen. Now the Magen Avraham talks about a case. What happens if someone ate fruit and he's not sure if it's one of the shivas haminim? Says the Magen Avraham that there he's allowed to go ahead and make a bracha of, say drink some wine, some vaday wine, say an ala gefen, and add to it ala peiris. What's the reason? See, he says, in a case where I don't know if what I'm drinking is called wine in halacha or water, and I say al hagefen, so the al hagefen on the tzad that it's really water, the al hagefen is a lie. The al hagefen doesn't belong there. But say I ate fruit for sure. I'm just not sure whether this fruit is of the Shivas Aminim or not. So there, if I end up saying Al HaPeiris in the Bracha, I didn't lie. It's just that fruit that are not Shivas Aminim would not be Mechayev a Me'en Sholesh. Here that I'm making a Me'en Sholesh anyway because of the wine that I drank, I am allowed to include Al HaPeiris. The Bir Halacha adds to that, we saw that the Mechaber holds that after wine you can even make the Bracha of Al HaPeiris. So he says there's a Pashta Eitzah. For the wine itself, say al haperis, and this way you can include all the fruit that is suffic if it's mshivas aminim or not. Now the Taz says, what happens in a case where you really are left with a suffic? Say you drank some suffic wine, suffic water. He says there, if you make an al hamichya, you can include the al hagefen. Because you're better off doing that than not having any bracha achron over it whatsoever. So what's the Shulchan Aruch talking about? The Shulchan Aruch is talking about a case where I drank such wine, but I didn't eat. I did not eat any mezonos. To go ahead and eat the whole thing al das kein in order to include it in an al mechya, you don't do that. But if I've already drunk the suffik and I'm making an al mechya, I may as well be kol in it, and avoid not making a bracha achrona altogether. Simen Reish Tes, din tos v'sofik bebirkas ayayim. Lokach kos shel shecher o shel mayim. Someone took a cup of beer or water, so the bracha should have been shakol. Ufasach v'amar baruch atah m'shem elokeinu melech olam adas lo m'shakol. And at the time that he said the shem of malchus, he was going to make a shakol. V'toh v'yomar baruch pri agofen. And by mistake, he said a baruch pri agofen at the end of it. Ein machzirin also. This first shita here holds that you're not machzim, you don't make him say it over again. Even though you ended up making the wrong bracha, since the shemu malchus were made al das, the right bracha, the fact that the end of your bracha, the siyum of the bracha, was incorrect, does not disqualify the bracha. This is the shita's haramba. that what counts is if you had in mind at the time of the Shema Malchus to make the correct bracha, even if you ended up making the incorrect bracha, you are Yotza. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that Rov Poskim disagree with the Rambam. The Achronim say not to rely on the Rambam, and therefore this is the halacha. Now let's go further. V'yesh omrim shem lokach kosheicher o mayim v'sovur shul shel yayin. What happens if someone took water or beer and thought it was wine? Ufasach barato Hashem elokeinu melech olam al das lomer bar pri agofen. At the time he said the Shema Malchus, he was going to say a bar pri agofen. V'nisku shu sheicher o mayim, and then he realized that this is really wine or that this is really water or beer. V'siyim shakol yotza. Here is yotza. What's pshat? Even though the Shema Malchus were with the wrong das, the correct siyum will be matzilit. So the first dais says, the Rambam Shita is that if the Shema Malchus were correct and the siyum of the bracha was incorrect, your yotza, that we don't hold of. The second Shita holds that if the Shema Malchus were incorrect but the siyum ha-bracha was correct, then you are yotza, and we do hold like them. Says the Ramah now, V'chol shkein, im hoya b'yodo yayin v'sover shu mayim. He was holding a cup of wine, he thought it was water. U'fosach adayta lomer shakol, and the Shema Malchus were said with the das of saying a shakol. V'nizkar, and then he remembered, u'birach bar pri agofen, and he ended off bar pri agofen shi yotza. Shrei afsiyim shakol yotza. But even though the Shema Malchus were said al das to say shakol, b'di'eved your yotza with shakol and wine. The only shayla was in the other direction. But if you had kavana for shakol, since b'di'eved shakol is good, you're definitely yotza b'di'eved.